Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Thursday. It's hour one. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. A lot of topics to dive into. Warriors roll the Mavericks. Luka held to 20. Celtics Heat game two coming up tonight. Lightning Panthers. Blues Avalanche. We had a shootout last night. Calgary and the Oilers. 9-6 final. The PGA Championship is off and running. Bryson DeChambeau will not be playing in the PGA Championship. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. We got some T-shirts there. We got a couple of Marvin-inspired T-shirts. And Fifth Time's a Charm T-shirt, only available until next week with the Sports Emmys, a special Father's Day edition T-shirt. So a lot of great stuff at danpatrick.com. Let's start with the NBA last night. And it's not very often that a team has a quality team, depth-wise, and superstars on the same team. Normally, when you sign these max deals, the bench suffers. And during the regular season, Golden State reminded everybody that they have depth. They have star power. The Warriors pummeled the Mavs last night. Golden State had seven players in double figures, and the team played great defense on Luka Doncic. They had countless bodies to throw at him. Luka would finish with just 20, but it's not a death sentence for Dallas. We've seen Dallas here before. They climbed out of a 2-0 series deficit against the number one seeded Suns. But the Warriors are a different animal. That's why I picked them to win it all at the start of the year. Klay Thompson coming back, Draymond Green healthy, still had Steph Curry, and you had a lot of depth. And you have the veteran leadership with Steve Kerr. If Dallas can't find an answer to slow down Golden State's second unit, then it puts even more weight on Luka's shoulders. And everybody was talking about the defense last night by Alan Wiggins. Here is Steve Kerr talking about playing defense on Luka.
I thought Wiggs was fantastic. Doncic is as difficult a cover as there is in this league, and we just asked Wiggs to, you know, to try to hound him and, you know, guard him as best as he could, stay in front, and try to keep the pressure on him, and he did a fantastic job.
Andrew Wiggins. I referred to Alan Wiggins of the San Diego Padres there. Here's Klay Thompson talking about Wiggins' defense on Luka.
I mean, Andrew was incredible tonight. I can't say enough good things about him. He makes my job so much easier. I don't have to check the best player every night and again, especially for what I've been through. It's a nice change of pace, but he just doesn't seem to get tired, and his outside shot is also greatly improved, and he's just coming into his own.
And then you had Luka being asked about that defense.
Luka, what do you think about the job they did against you defensively, both Wiggins individually and then the different looks that they threw at you?
A great job. That's it. That's all I got to say. They did a great job.
There's nothing else to say. Played great defense, and this is the key. They have a lot of bodies. That's why when, you know, I know Draymond Green is a decorated defensive player. I think he won the award 3 times. But when you say you're the greatest defensive player of all time and you don't even guard Luka in this series, I got some doubts about that. You're the greatest defensive player of all time. Hey, Andrew, can you guard Luka? I have a problem with that. You're not the greatest defensive player of all time. Are you in the conversation? Yeah, I guess. I mean, Hakeem Olajuwon, to me, is the greatest defensive player in the modern era. Not even close. Hakeem is the best. But you want to throw in some of these other players? Rodman was fascinating when he played for the Pistons. When he played for the Bulls, he wasn't as much of a defensive stomper. He was a guy who understand, I could have funky hair colors, go out with Madonna, and, you know, get 15 rebounds every single night. But he was a lockdown defender when he played for the Pistons. I was just surprised that Draymond Green guarded Luka twice last night. For the greatest defensive player of all time, he wasn't guarding him last time. Also, we're sort of getting reintroduced to the Golden State Warriors, and this is what you have to understand about our business. You want to talk about the teams that are going to get clicks. You want to play the hits. You want to have drama. We probably spent more collectively in this business talking about the Lakers and the Nets than every other team combined this past season. And we knew the Lakers weren't very good, but you're going to get clicks. People are going to go, wait, what are they saying about the Lakers? And then with Brooklyn, there was a lot of drama there. Spent a lot of time talking about them. That's why nobody talked about the Miami Heat. Miami Heat had the best record in the East the entire year. Well, there's no drama in Miami. Therefore, nobody's going to talk about them. So now you're getting all of these coming out party verbal bouquets for Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, this is what they do. This is who they are. There's just nothing interesting there. Nobody talked about them. Eric Spoelstra, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Bam Adebayo, you know, even without Kyle Lowry not playing. They just weren't interesting. They're good, not interesting. People in the business play the hits, and I understand that. But I think you got to be fair to the stories that are going to matter. Golden State, okay, what do they have? Yeah, okay, we've seen Steph, and all right, Clay's coming back. But you're not talking about Otto Porter Jr. or Jordan Poole or Wiggins. You're just not. Steve Kerr, no drama there. And that's why now it feels like you're hearing the analysts go, hey, Golden State, they got a deep team. They've had a deep team the entire year, if you cared about Golden State. Miami, wow, they could go to the Eastern Conference. They could go to the NBA Finals again. Yeah. So it shouldn't be a surprise what they're doing or how they're doing it. It's just people didn't want to focus on these other stories. They weren't interesting. And that's why they didn't talk about Miami. They didn't talk about Golden State. But they are now because they have to. Yeah, Paul.
I love that both Miami and the Golden State have a young star-ish player who's comfortable coming off the bench and getting his shots. Like Tyler Hero felt like he was on his way to stardom a year and a half ago in the bubble, and it's not like it cooled off, but he's on the bench. He still comes off the bench, but when he's in, it's his offense. Jordan Poole, who is, you know, the third or fourth best shooter on the team, when he gets that second unit all to himself, he's averaging 18 points a game this year.
Well, Wiggins is a former All-Star. I mean, they have talent there. It's just you have to watch the game. James Wiseman's been a disappointment. But you got Steve Kerr, who's been there before. I mean, this is an impressive Golden State team. Klay Thompson is not Klay Thompson of old. Didn't score until the second half. You know, he doesn't have that burst. He doesn't, he's still coming back from a couple of devastating injuries. But you still have Steph Curry there and Draymond, and you got depth. This is about the younger players that you have. And that's the difference for me. They have star power. You have a Hall of Fame coach, but you have depth. And depth is so important, certainly when you're going to play against Luka and your defense and your bodies you're going to throw at him. And if you do have an injury, James Wiseman was, what, the second pick overall a couple of years ago? Not even playing. They have depth. That's important. Some of these other teams don't. You know, Boston has depth. Miami has depth. Dallas has a balanced team. I don't know if you'd consider it depth, but it's important this time of the year. But I find it interesting when Jay Williams, the former NBA player analyst for the Mothership, said, oh, we've done a disservice to Miami. We haven't been talking about them. Your network hasn't, because nobody cared about the Miami Heat. They may not care about the Miami Heat, but they should, because they're in the Eastern Conference Finals and up one game to none. Game two coming up tonight. Marv?
How impressive is it that the Warriors have been able to keep these three together for as long as they have? There's no way I thought this would go past, 4 years.
Well, I think Draymond understands that he's going to the Hall of Fame because he's been with Golden State. He's stayed with Golden State. He's relevant. If he played for another team, if he was in Atlanta, Orlando, nobody would care. Houston, nobody would care. He's relevant there. Yes, Eden.
Klay always seems to be the one most likely to leave.
Yeah, but I think because of the injuries, he can't.
Yeah.
I thought the Lakers might try to get him a couple of years ago, but the injuries, so he's going to stay. Steph is staying. Steve Kerr still wanting to coach. And I mean, this is a big deal because this was, without Kevin Durant, let's see if Steph Curry can carry a team again. Well, he's not carrying a team, but it is his team, and that would be really big for Steph Curry's legacy. If he won a title after Kevin Durant left. By the way, did you see what Shaq put out? He said things that Kevin Durant's accomplished since leaving Golden State, and they put 1, 2, 3, and they were blank, and then he put the end. I'm thinking, where did that come from? That was like from, came off the turnbuckle there. I mean, he's coming down on him there. So I don't know what he was saying. I don't know if Durant said something about Shaq, but it was like, what's he accomplished since he left Golden State? 1, 2, 3, 0, 0, nothing, nothing, nothing. The end. Yeah, Seton.
My guess is it's because Kevin Durant left Shaq off of his, which centers from the 90s would be in the MVP conversation if they played in today's NBA. He didn't have Shaq on that, so that would be my guess.
I love these petty arguments that these guys have. Yeah, Marv.
Did you see the great debate with Charles Barkley last night on TNT? Oh, I know you would have loved it. And when I mean love, you would have hated it. Because it was Chuck, Jackie McMullen, Renee Montgomery, and Spike Lee talking about, who's the greatest player ever. And I wanted to email you.
Oh, no.
Just like happy birthday. I forgot.
Yeah.
And I was like, DP would hate this so much.
Did they surprise anybody with?
No, not one bit.
Yeah.
But it was just good to argue. And I was like, you know what? This is a good segment that you would hate. So greatest player ever is?
Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Come on, you're supposed to say something like Kareem.
Well, why don't you have the most overrated player? Or like have something that has a debate to it. Not, hey, and the greatest player of all time is Michael Jordan.
That's not true. That's not true.
Is that your Shaq impression?
Yeah, when somebody else is talking, like Charles will be talking, and he'll be like, that's what I said, you got to come.
That's not true, Chuck. That's not true.
There are times when, TNT, that they talk over each other, and it is bad TV.
Nope, that's not true, Chuck.
Because they just start yelling at each other. And I'm going, this is terrible. Terrible. And then you can just see Ernie is just sitting there going, I got no control over this. Shaq's over in this corner. You got Chuck over here. Kenny will say something just to get involved in the conversation. Yeah, Paulie.
That's true. They do sometimes talk over each other, but they also have tense segments where it feels like it's getting a little personal. There was a little bit of that last night. Yeah. It happens four or five times a year. And you know what I love that they don't do? You know, let's go to commercial break, getting a little hot in here. That's what we want on TV, a little actual tension and stuff like this. And Ernie Johnson knows how to stir it, calm it down a hair, but also not like throw a cold bucket of water on it and go to break. And there's too many shows out there. As soon as it gets tense, like, guys, let's calm down. And that's bad TV.
Yes, Ton.
And Ernie does seem genuinely uncomfortable at times. Like, you know, how did we go from this playful debate on this team or player to, like, you guys are, like, getting really angry with each other?
Yeah. Yeah, see.
It always ends with, that's why you ain't got no rings, Chuck. And then Ernie throws the break.
And Shaq goes scoreboard, then that's usually the
how
end.
How many rings you got, Chuck? Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought.
With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back. With cash back, use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. We'll talk about what's going on with name, image, and likeness. All the grown-ups in the sandbox now, and they're not happy. Nick Saban, underdog, question mark? Oh, my God. How did they not see this coming? How did they not see this coming? Oh, my gosh. Could somebody be corrupt? Could somebody be paying players? Could they be doing it illegally while under the banner of name, image, and likeness?
Not in the SEC.
No, of course not. Nick Saban wants parity. Does he really? He hasn't done very good. He hasn't done a good job prior to this with parity in college football. We'll talk about that. Deion Sanders, you know, gets brought into the fray here. Oh, my God. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, we'll take a break. Just getting started on this Thursday. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Oh, take advantage of this if you can. You get an opportunity. Doesn't cost you anything. I've told you about our friends at LinkSoul. Great clothes. But they also have a two-man golf tournament. Started out as a small gathering of friends. Now they've got a series of golf tournaments around the country. They got one in Ireland as well. And it's all about socializing and shot making, of course. But LinkSoul is giving away all expense paid trip and entry to a tournament for the Dan Patrick Show listener and guest who wins the contest. LinkSoul's hometown event, Goat Hill Park in Oceanside, California. I got a chance to visit the golf course with my wife and the founder of LinkSoul. It was great. Great vibe. Didn't get to play that day, but I said I'd be back. LinkSoul's hometown of Oceanside. You can get some LinkSoul gear and you can play. Get rules. Enter. You can go to LinkSoul.com/Dan Patrick. Put in your email address, your name. You're good to go. You'll find out what we've been talking about with LinkSoul, the vibe, what they're all about. LinkSoul.com/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
PGA Championship is off and running. Your early leader, John Daly. Of course, you would think John Daly would be your early leader, right? Former PGA champ back in 1991, decked out all green, looking good there. Who else is on the leaderboard, Pauly?
John Daly, 2 under after five holes, and about a dozen other players at 1 under early. Xander Schauffele, Matt Kuchar, a bunch of guys like that are 1 under. The trio of Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, and Jordan Spieth just teed off. Great pairing.
Rory is the favorite, according to DraftKings, to be the leader after round one of the PGA Championship, followed by Spieth, Xander Schauffele, and Victor Hovland. Nationality of the PGA Championship winner. You can bet on that. Americans are the favorites, then Europeans, and then the rest of the world after that. 877-3DP Show, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. We'll have a play of the day coming up, stat of the day as well. Seton, you got a poll question for me today?
I sure do, Dan. Why don't we just throw it right out there?
Ooh.
Are you hashtag Team Saban, hashtag Team Sanders, hashtag Team Fisher?
Oh, my God. Speaking Wednesday night in Birmingham to local business leaders, Nick Saban once again offered strong thoughts about the use of name, image, and likeness. And at one point during a 6-minute answer, he had commentary about Texas A&M's recruiting class, which was ranked number one by 24/7 Sports. Here's Coach Saban.
We were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right? We didn't buy one player. All right? But I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Okay. He also talked about Deion Sanders getting one of the top recruits in the country who was designated to go to Florida State, but last minute, 11th hour, decided to commit to Jackson State.
There are rules, just like Nate said. We have a rule right now that says you cannot use name, image, and likeness to entice a player to come to your school. Hell, read about it in the paper. I mean, Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year that was a really good Division I player to come to school. It was in the paper, and they bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it.
That player is Travis Hunter, who is a two-way player, at least he was in high school, and he's one of the top recruits in the country, top 10 players in the country. Deion Sanders used to be employed by Barstool Sports, and then Barstool was kind of vague about, were they involved in this? They helped with the announcement that Deion was going to shock the world, and he was going to sign Travis Hunter. And then a lot of people connected the dots and said, well, is Barstool the one spending the money to pay for Travis Hunter to go to Jackson State? And then it felt like it became fact. You had reporters saying, you know, this is the end of college football, that Barstool was going to pay $3 million for this kid to go to Jackson State. I don't know if it's true. Deion denied it. Deion said that he was going to address the lie of Nick Saban today. I guess they're not going to do any more of those Affleck commercials, right? Although it would be great if they do another Affleck commercial and then they're arguing about name, image, and likeness while those two coaches get paid to do something. But let me go back to Nick Saban. Nick Saban has said that he wants parity in college football. Well, he hadn't done a very good job. If he was trying for parity, he didn't do a very good job. And it feels like name, image, and likeness will bring about more parity. A&M beat Alabama during the regular season. A&M, number one recruiting class this year. All of a sudden, is Nick Saban going, uh-oh, they're going to spend more money. I got to get my boosters to understand without telling them, we got to spend more money here. But A&M did what college teams are doing. There's a loophole here. They took advantage of the loophole. Are they going to close the loophole? Maybe. But A&M, did they go out and spend? Apparently. Did they buy everybody? This is what I'd love to see at SEC Media Day. How about lie detector tests for everybody? No, let's just get it all out there. Like, who's telling the truth? Who's lying? Did you buy all your players? How many players did you buy? So Alabama didn't do anything. Alabama's the one school that's not doing anything. Yeah, Seton.
It'd be awesome if Jimbo Fisher was like, no, you know when actually we landed most of our recruits? October 10th of last year, the day after we beat Alabama.
Wow.
Yeah. Take that, Nick.
I reached out to a source on this, and I said, what do you make of this? He says, A&M and Alabama have one thing in common, Bear Bryant. He knew how to pay players. Remember the Junction Boys. His influence is at both schools. Alabama knows how they can be out, knows now they can be outbid for players legally. That's what's got Nick Saban mad. But keep in mind, Alabama has the best transfer portal players of anyone. Linebacker, left tackle, running back, defensive back, all NFL players coming to Alabama. Here's another thing to remember. When you go to Alabama, you don't start right away. If you go to some of these other schools, chances are you're going to get paid and play right away, and you may spend 2 years at a school that's not as powerful or widely recognized as Alabama. You can go, get paid 2 years. You can transfer to Alabama. Then as a junior and senior, that's when you might be getting paid there. If Alabama's doing it unlike everybody else, where you go in there, then you earn your name, image, and likeness. We're not enticing you to come to Alabama. This is a time-honored tradition. It's been going on in college athletics, certainly with college football, for decades. And that is, you have boosters, they have money. How do we get the money to you? There's no paper trail. Now, sometimes you'll have somebody who gets a car. Did we need to go with a gold Trans Am for Eric Dickerson? Probably not, drawing a little too much attention. Or we buy somebody mom a house. But this happens. It's going to continue to happen because there's so much money at stake here. But if you have a loophole that says, hey, how's the NCAA can't investigate anything. Unless it's put in front of them, the NCAA just is toothless. They're going to be like, hey, did you guys hear what's happening? Yeah. Wow. That's a shame. I mean, they're not doing anything. They can't do anything. And if I'm one of these schools, I just go to my boosters and say, all right, guys, it's going to cost this. You have players now, according to my source, you're slotted. This is how much you get if you're a star quarterback. This is how much you get star receiver. This is what you get if you're a running back. Defensive player alignment. It's like a rate sheet where you just go, that's what this guy's worth. That's what it's going to cost if you want me. Then you get into the transfer portal. There's prices for that as well. But this has been going on for a long, long time. But for Nick Saban, I was just surprised that Nick would give you this, hey, you guys got to feel sorry for us. Plus, you get in front of these groups, local groups, Birmingham businessmen, you got a home crowd. That this is when guys usually say something that comes back and haunts them. You know, they don't come on ESPN or our show, and they all of a sudden they're going to, you know, light the fuse here. They're far more measured. But they get there, get around the boosters. You want to play to the home crowd. You want to say some things there. And that's what it felt like with Nick Saban. Yes, he.
It's funny that before NIL, if Nick Saban had said, yeah, they bought all their players, it would have been a huge scandal.
Yeah.
But now because of name, image, likeness, it's like, yeah, they bought all their players. It's like, yeah, no kidding. But you like, of course, it's just you're allowed to now.
Nick's quarterback made $1 million. But, of course, he says after he got there, he wasn't enticed to go to Alabama.
Mm.
Okay. I guess I'll take your word for it. But I would love SEC Media Day. Just come on in. We're going to hook you up to the lie detector test. How good would that be? All the coaches would want to do that, right? Because they're doing it the right way. Or would they? Yes, Paul.
If we're going to do lie detector at SEC Media Day, can we bring back some classic players? Like, let's bring back, here's Cam Newton.
Yeah.
We got some questions. Mississippi State's got some questions.
Oh, God.
Right, here's my question. Was Nick Saban last night saying that he and his staff do not put together with boosters legally NIL deals for incoming freshman recruits and that they missed their window to do it? And he's upset at he and his staff, or is he upset at Jimbo Fisher for finding that loophole?
I'm going to guess that he wants everybody to know that A&M cannot out-recruit Alabama. They can outpay. They can outspend. That, and I think that Nick alluded to that a while ago where he talked about Jimbo Fisher, and then Jimbo Fisher's like, no, we recruit. And then, you know, like, okay, who cares how you got the player? Did you get the player? That's all I care about. Yeah, Seton.
It's almost like Nick Saban has forgotten how much $1 million really is to a kid who has not a lot of money, right? And the $1 million in your pocket is a lot better than the promise of $1 million 2 years from now.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a lot of money.
My source says Alabama has a very strong collective. Now, that means they have a group of people, boosters, that put together money, resources. And he says they've used that for recruiting and retention of Nick Saban's players. Also, when you talk about a loophole, didn't Nick Saban has a house that didn't he buy? And then he sold it to the university for more than it's worth, and then they lease it back to him for a dollar?
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a loophole?
I think they gave it to him, they bought it from him, and they leased it back to him. Yeah, it's a good deal.
We just got to stop with the nonsense. You know, the so-called grown-ups in the room, they're not acting like grown-ups. This has gone on. It'll continue to go on. But for people to all of a sudden wake up and go, wait, are they spending millions of dollars to get you to go to their school? Yes. Oh, my gosh. What's going on with our sport? And then you get Dabo Sweeney. You know, these guys are making $10 million a year. And, you know, this is the end of the world for college athletics. Yeah, Paul.
College Game Day should announce they're going to Tuscaloosa when Alabama hosts A&M on October 8th. They should just get that out of the way.
Oh, that's a foregone conclusion.
How about Nick Saban, instead of apologizing to Deion Sanders, if that's coming up, they just play a game at Jackson State to make up for it.
Mm. Well, that might be mean to Deion if Alabama comes to town. But yeah, Deion said, I'm going to address this lie. All right. By the way, we reached out to everybody. Fritzy, of course, reached out to Alabama late last night. Deion Sanders, Jimbo Fisher. We haven't heard an official no from Jimbo Fisher. We got a no from Alabama. I don't know if we've heard from Deion, but we reached out to everybody. I didn't want to reach out to the NCAA. I figured I'd let them sleep in. They've been unavailable for over a decade. Every time we reached out to Mark Emmert, president of the NCAA, he's traveling. He's unavailable. And then Paulie goes, just ask him, what time of the day or night? We'll come in to the studio. Is he available at like 3 in the morning? We'll come in.
He's traveling without a cell phone?
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
No, I know.
Well, when they say someone's out of the country, because once you leave the United States, there's no way to communicate with other human beings in any possible way.
Oh, boy. This is college football. Like, make no mistake about it. And this allows these other, all it takes is one booster. You get one booster who goes, I got $5 billion. I'm going to spend $50 million on my alma mater. So instead of donating money for a library, how about you just say, how about I get, I don't know, five of the top 25 players? I mean, what would stop you? Hey, once you get here, like this is all it takes. Hey, I can't pay you to come to my university, but wink, wink. Once you get here, as soon as you walk in, first day, I'll pick you up in your car, and I got you set. First year, you're going to make this. Second year, you're going to make this. I'm going to put you under contract. What would stop somebody from presenting something like that? And the answer is nobody. Yes, Eden.
Remember when the year after Johnny Manziel left, Texas A&M renovated their stadium for like $400 million or 50, whatever it was, something crazy.
Yeah.
Whatever that investment was to get Johnny Manziel to go over was certainly worth it.
Yeah.
However you got him to sign there, man, that paid off because it sure wasn't as much money as that renovation cost.
This has been going on, will continue to go on, and I don't know how they close the loophole. That's going to be the key. Can you cap this? Who's monitoring this? Are we going to see tax returns? Like Travis Hunter at Jackson State, do we eventually see his tax return that says, oh, you made $1.5 million? Yeah, Paul.
According to the NCAA's air quotes new rules, like the compliance office has to be kind of the middleman in the paperwork between like a business and the athlete. They're not going to allow any NIL deals before the athlete arrives on campus to start their college career. So technically, the business deal can't be consummated before they join the school.
Well, technically, you're not allowed to pay players in previous years to go and play at your university. I mean, technically, you're not allowed to.
Absolutely.
Just saying, I don't know if any compliance officer ever said, man, we in Oklahoma getting a lot of great players. How are we getting them, coach? Well, just a good old-fashioned recruiting. All right, I believe you. You go back to when Ohio State, Jim Tressel lost his job. Now, he lied, but you had players getting tattoos. They got you know, in exchange for like a jersey or something. That you look back on that now and you go, wait, what? Yeah, Paul.
Email gets you caught.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. The SEC, they may be able to scrub their emails. But if you go back to SMU, back when they got the death penalty, they were sending payments to players, like sending cash in envelopes. The envelopes had SMU Athletic Department letterhead on them. Come on, man. Get some blank. Go to Kinko's.
How blatant is it?
Go to Office Depot.
And nobody at SMU is going to go, I'm not going to say anything. We got the Pony Express. You know, people are talking about SMU football here. Yes, Eden.
This kind of reminds me of like however many years back it was, right when the steroid scandal started breaking and it was like, they're using steroids? What? And then within a week, it was just like, duh, yeah, no crap. Everybody's on steroids. It's like the whole league is, you know, all of a sudden there's this, they're paying players? What? And like the top is just about to come off.
And then all of a sudden it was HGH and they're like, wait, what's HGH?
Andro, he had it right in his locker. Yeah. You could see it right here.
Let's take a break. Pat Forty covers college football. Join us next hour. We'll talk about this. Yeah, Paul.
Can we start tailgating? I'm in college football mode now. I would like to crack a beer and hammer some bratwurst. 9:39, and I'm usually two beers in.
By the way, I already found out what we're having tomorrow for Meat Friday. Roasted leg of lamb, oysters Rockefeller, watermelon, and arugula salad. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Well, I was going to say Jimbo all of Fisher, those college maybe. Recruits. Yes.
Dion maybe has
it. Yeah.
Travis Hunter.
Yes, it's true. Oh, he didn't get paid. All right, play of the day is up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. and let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh my God.
The play.
The play's gonna play.
Of the day.
We're playing.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
She gets it to Smith. His rocket doesn't get through. Knocked down by Truba. Smith gets the score! In overtime! And the Canes take game one, 2-1.
Courtesy of the Hurricanes Radio Network. Great hockey last night. You had tension in both of them because you had a 9-6 final and then you had a 2-1 final. Calgary beat the Oilers 9-6. When's the last time you had a 9-6, 15 goals in a playoff game? Because normally it's 2-1, 1-0, 4-3, but that was different. Calgary has been involved in each of the last three playoff games in which 15 or more combined goals were scored. Last night, 1993 and 1990. So the Flames are the first team to score at least 9 goals in a playoff game since the Penguins had 10 against the Flyers in 2012.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Play of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com. All right, Seton, poll question. Do we have one?
We did. We've actually got a few floating around. Can we do like three at once?
Well, Paulie had a poll question that had a shelf life of about an hour. Yeah, Paulie.
Which would be better? Which is the better story or better for golf? Whichever we're going to say. Which is the better story? John Daly's 2-under after 7 holes at the PGA. He hasn't won a title in forever, a major in forever. Or Tiger Woods winning. Which is the better story? John Daly or Tiger Woods winning the PGA?
I would say John Daly. I mean, I don't know if you're shocked if Tiger plays well. John Daly? That would be really surprising. Tiger is 1-under.
Oh, he's back.
He's walking comfortably.
Did you see him walking, carrying his own bag?
Look at that gait.
Did you see him? That there was video of him walking in to the PGA Championship in the parking lot. You would think that he would get dropped off right at the locker room or there'd be a golf cart to take him. He's just walking. He's strolling in, shorts on, and he's walking in to go play at the PGA Championship. Yeah, Paulie.
He looked like some dude in college doing the walk of shame. There's cars going by. He's holding his clothes in his left hand. He doesn't have people.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Is that a little way of intimidating the rest of the field? Look at me. My leg's fine. I'm coming for you.
I don't know if it's intimidating the rest of the field because you have to walk like, you know, a half mile to come in. Like, what? Man. If you're going to give somebody a ride, doesn't Tiger deserve a ride?
You would think.
Hey, you're not allowed to use a golf cart. No, on the course. How about the parking lot? Yeah, see.
That video was 100% a message.
Oh, you think that he's saying I'm back?
What? Oh, look at me carrying my bag uphill, and the topic leading up to this has been diagnosing how Tiger's walking. That's all we've been talking about.
Yeah. Look at him carrying those slacks.
Look at him.
We're finished.
Wow. We have no chance now.
Dude looked like he was in shape, too. He definitely didn't let himself go while he was rehabbing.
No, the upper body's in shape, but you can see the atrophy in the leg that was damaged.
Yeah, no, that's
definitely
true.
Yes, Marv.
Tiger doesn't need a ride. He needs to focus on golf.
Oh, no, he does need a ride.
That got him in some trouble.
Yeah, yeah, but he needs a ride. Somebody to drive him.
Okay, all right.
You see it? Bloop, 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 bloop.
That's way too many points for that.
Oh,
got a little excited there. The M drive must have kicked in. That's a maybe one bloop. Well, slow down, Captain.
All right. I mean, you are in charge of the bloop.
I am. One, maybe two. That was like five. I don't know what happened to you.
Okay.
There.
All right. All right. Now the game is on.
It's on.
All right.
We are
2 hours left. Now it got real. Now
all right, Scarecrow.
Yeah. You want to play with fire,
Let's
Scarecrow?
Let's go.
Yeah. Bloop, bloop. Wait, do I get a blue?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you.
I was a little mean before.
Why not?
Sure. Did you say sure?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
If you were going to pick a golfer, the last golfer
Scheffler?
You're going.
Scheffler for sure should win it.
Scotty
Scheffler. For sure.
Fritzy, can you say that Xander Schauffele?
Xander Schauffele.
No, you're good with that. How about Scotty Scheffler?
Scotty Scheffler.
Okay. All right.
Got a little loose going around turn three there, but he pulled it out.
Thank God Seve Ballesteros is not playing any longer. Scotty Scheffler.
I'm making fun of speech impediments. That's cool.
No, just you. Yeah, not anybody else.
Just me.
You don't have a speech impediment. Yeah,
whatever it is. I talk too fast. I can't get my tongue out of the way.
Something. You have a you impediment. Like, it's not a speech.
But it sounds like I'm wearing some kind of orthodontal equipment, but I'm not. Yeah. I'm not wearing a bite plate or a night
plate. It's like you got a mouthpiece in.
It's bad.
Something. 877-3DP show email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP show. Celtics Heat. Game 2. I love that Jimmy Butler is getting his flowers, as they like to say. Because during the regular season, nobody talked about Jimmy Butler. But Jimmy Butler in the playoffs, oh my God, he's one of the best players in the game. Nothing's changed. It's just nobody focused on Jimmy Butler. It's like the supporting cast for the Warriors. Man, they got guys who can play and come off the bench and play defense. And, yeah, they have all season long. Yeah. Meanwhile, where you were talking about Russell Westbrook or what's wrong with Kyrie Irving, there are other teams that actually played basketball this year. Tonight, you'll have the Lightning, Panthers, Blues, and the Avs. But the Warriors rolled over the Mavericks. Luka held 220. This is going to happen. You know, they focused. It's one game. We always want to go, oh, my God, the Heat. We forgot how good they are. They beat the Celtics. It's one game. I wouldn't be surprised if Boston won tonight. I know Miami's a slight favorite. But if you go back to game one, didn't the Bucks roll the Celtics? And then we're like, yep, Milwaukee's back. They don't need Chris Middleton. And all of a sudden, yeah, they need Chris Middleton. Same thing with Dallas. I expect Golden State to win six games. Miami, I think it's going to go seven games with the Celtics. One game. You look at patterns. You look at substitutions. You look at health. And there's so many things that you factor in here. But watching Golden State last night, I wasn't surprised. They have depth. They didn't need a big game from anybody. And they played really good defense, one-on-one defense with Luka. And that's a testament to Wiggins and, you know, some of the other rotations that Steve Kerr had. They did a great job. Okay, it's one game. Now the chess game, you know, starts. All right, this is what they're doing. Now this is what we're going to try to do. Now it's up to Jason Kidd to go, okay, we're going to do something different to counter that. Same thing with Miami going against Boston. Now you got Marcus Smart back. Now Marcus Smart guarding Jimmy Butler. What kind of impact is that going to have? Although if you listen to Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal going back and forth, I think they were talking about Marcus Smart guarding Jimmy Butler is not going to be a big deal, even though he's the defensive player of the year.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. No, it isn't, Chuck.
I like how Shaq makes it about himself.
They said that when I went against Dikembe. What happened when I went against Dikembe?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. But Charles going back and forth with Shaq. And then you had Dwayne Wade, who just, you know, he's like the referee. He's just sitting there sipping on his cup. Pat Forty will join us, covers college football. We close out hour one with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Broke ground on its Do Good Village. It's located in Land O'Lakes, Florida. First of its kind, a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. So together, families can heal. Special place where families know their neighbors understand and care. A community where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured can grow and experience life together. The Foundation's Do Good Village is going to help these families beyond measure. And it's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and also your generosity. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made for our country and our communities. You can donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number two, letter T.org. Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.